Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are looking at how a soul center can be shaped around prayer, care, and chaplain presence. A soul center should not be a vague spiritual idea. It should be a real ministry expression with a clear Christian purpose. In this course, we are talking about a soul center as a possible home for a licensed chaplain practice. That means the soul center is not just a nice name for kindness. It becomes a defined ministry setting where Christian spiritual care is offered with clarity, dignity, and accountability. This matters because many people need care before they are ready to walk into a formal church service. They may be grieving, they may be lonely. They may be carrying caregiving pressure, spiritual confusion, family strain, or community burdens. They may still want prayer, encouragement, and a Christian presence. A soul center can become a place where that kind of ministry happens in a grounded and local way. Sometimes we also use the word parish to describe a defined ministry focus. We use it in the sense of a sojourn. In other words, a ministry does not have to be everything for everyone. A soul center can be formed around a faithful sojourn into a particular people group, local burden, or circle of care. It may have a parish focus on grieving families, caregivers, lonely older adults, first responders, or a neighborhood under strain. That kind of parish identity helps the ministry stay local, relational, and clear. So how is a soul center shaped well? First, it must be centered on prayer. Prayer is not an added feature. It is part of the center of the ministry. A soul center should be a place where people are prayed for, where burdens are brought before the Lord, and where chaplain care remains rooted in dependence on God. That does not mean every moment becomes long or dramatic. It means the ministry atmosphere is shaped by prayerful presence, not by human effort alone. Second, it must be shaped around care. Care means real spiritual attentiveness to real people. A soul center is not there to impress people. It is there to receive people with dignity. It may offer listening, encouragement, scripture, visitation, grief support, follow-up, and referral-aware care. The goal is not to become everything. The goal is to become clear, trustworthy, and compassionate in a defined field of ministry. Third, it must be shaped around chaplain presence. Chaplain presence means calm, grounded Christian nearness. It means showing up with humility, steadiness, and respect for the whole person. It means not rushing people, not pressuring people, and not pretending to be more than you are. A soul center built around chaplain presence becomes a place where people experience thoughtful spiritual care, not emotional confusion. This is where structure matters. A soul center should be welcoming, but not vague. It should be warm, but not shapeless. It should be able to say who it is serving and what kind of care it offers. If it cannot do that, the ministry may attract many needs without being ready to respond wisely. For example, a soul center may be shaped around grief support, caregiver encouragement, community spiritual care, or visitation-based ministry. It may serve from a church room, a home, a storefront, or an online setting, but whatever the form, the identity should be clear. What should be avoided? Do not make the soul center sound like generic spirituality. Do not let it become a vague healing place with no defined ministry purpose. Do not let the chaplain become a catch-all helper for every problem. Do not separate warmth from boundaries. Do not forget that a soul center should remain recognizably Christian and ministry serious. A healthy soul center says something like this: we are here to offer Christ-centered spiritual care, prayer, encouragement, and chaplain presence for people in a defined field of need. That is strong. That is clear. And that gives the chaplain ministry a real home. When a soul center is shaped around prayer, care, and chaplain presence, it becomes more than a welcoming idea. It becomes a grounded local ministry where people can encounter compassion, dignity, spiritual support, and the steady love of Christ.